Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks, to the Ray Program starting this hour of Money Power for YOU. And it's a big one this hour. Jim Stewart's in the house. We've got Lynn Rowe standing by. And we are going to discuss the anatomy of the Roth IRA. Talking about Roths, you know, a lot of people have heard about them. Some are using them, but they don't know all of the uses for the Roth IRA. So I'm going to get a chance to go through a lot of that stuff. Emails also a little bit later on in the show. Just go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. And, of course, the phone lines are always open for Beeswax. 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-729-7469. Let's say hello to Jimbo. How you doing, James?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, some people look forward to the weekends. Actually, I look forward to Monday to rest, coming back in the studio.
Get back to real work instead of doing all that honeydew chore stuff around your rental properties and so forth.
It's crazy.
And, of course, it is tax season. You were telling the TV audience how you're struggling to find some additional deductions. I just want to remind you and the entire audience out there, you can't make that stuff up. You can't make it up. You got to make sure they're legit. Although, I'll bet you if you start looking at your charity miles and your medical miles and all that stuff, and you add those up, there's a lot of deductions that you may be missing. Did you do the charity at 14 cents and the medical miles or whatever the rate is for that?
17, yeah.
You did it all?
Did all that. TurboTax, it was running full steam.
Oh, well. Maybe you're just going to have to belly up to the bar and pay the taxes. But we start today with the anatomy of the Roth IRA. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program bringing you the best in money information nationwide and coast to coast on business talk radio and television, Biz TV. All right, so we talk about IRAs all the time. There are many benefits of the Roth IRA, and you should know about them because you've got 401ks you can contribute to, and you have deductible 401ks, and you have Roth 401ks. There are IRAs that you can put money into. You can put money into a deductible IRA if you qualify. You can put money into a non-deductible IRA. And anybody can qualify for that. You can put money into a non-deductible IRA and convert it to a Roth. Anybody can do that as well, but you've got to be careful with regard to other potential pre-tax monies that are in IRAs. And you can put money directly into a Roth IRA, depending on your earnings and so forth. But a couple of things you should know about, and that is the fact that the Roth IRA does give you the ability to contribute the $5,500 if you're under 50, $6,500 if you're over 50, and all of the earnings grow on a tax-free basis. I guess you should say tax-deferred until you're age 59 and a half and 5 years have passed. But there are some exceptions to taking money out of the Roth, which we will get to. Obviously, if you take your principal contributions out at any time without a penalty. So if I've contributed $5,500 a year for 10 years and the Roth is now worth $100,000, that'd be a pretty good return too, by the way, then I could take $55,000 out of that Roth IRA without having to worry about penalties or taxation or anything, even if I'm under 59 and a half. Hence, all of a sudden, the Roth IRA doubles as an emergency fund. Why would you want to have money in an emergency fund? Based on my anecdotal knowledge of emergency funds and certainly personal knowledge, I've had an emergency fund sitting in some silly money market mutual fund for the last 20 years. It's not much, you know, $3,000-$4,000, but it's been sitting there earning nothing, and the nothing is taxable. That money could have been growing inside of an IRA and inside of a Roth IRA for that matter for some of those 20 years. In either event, there are some ways you can take distributions and avoid the 10% pre-age 59 and a half penalty tax. So let's talk about some of them. The first one is you can pay for the higher qualified higher education expenses for you or an eligible family member. Unreimbursed medical expenses also qualify, but they have to exceed this year 10% of your adjusted gross income. Now, that brings up an interesting point on medical expenses. For individuals that have either a cafeteria plan at their work, one of those FSAs or whatever, you can use that money for the 10% or whatever that you're not able to take out of the Roth, the first 10% of your adjusted gross income. Remember how that works. If you make $100,000 in a year, the first $10,000 would not be deductible, and you couldn't use that money coming out of the Roth. So if you happen to own a business, you can set up a medical reimbursement plan to cover that. But you can, in fact, use it for some of your medical expenses to the extent that they exceed the 10% of the adjusted gross income. One thing that a lot of people don't know about the Roth IRA is the fact that if you have a loss in your Roth IRA, you can turn that into a tax deduction. I don't necessarily advocate it, but there are instances where it can make some sense. I'll give you an example. Let's say you you put, I don't know, between you and your spouse, $10,000-$20,000 into this high risk mutual fund in a Roth IRA. We talked about this last week, where if you had this, 100, 200, 300% gain, you'd be able to defer that gain and pay no tax on it at some point in your life or pass it along to your heirs tax free. And so it might make sense for one to do that if you were really confident that that stock was going to take off, or the real estate was going to take off, or something was going to take off. But what if you were wrong? What if you put $20,000 over a couple of years into the Roth IRA, or you did a Roth conversion for $20,000 into this stock you expected to be worth $100,000 in 3 or 4 years, and the stock went kaput, and it's worth nothing? What can you do with that loss, if you will? In a traditional IRA, you can do nothing with it, because you have no basis. But in a Roth, I mean, that would be a deductible IRA, I should say, because if it were a non-deductible IRA, you would have basis. But traditional IRAs that are deductible, you have no basis. You wrote it off. You got a tax write-off. So therefore, any loss that you have is just the failure to earn any income on it. So you wouldn't have any deduction for sure. But in a Roth IRA, you do have basis. In this case, you'd have $20,000 of basis. And the Roth IRA is worth zip, zilch, zero, nada. So how do you take a loss on a Roth IRA? You can, but remember, you have to consider that particular IRA amongst all of your Roth IRAs. And if you add up all of your Roth IRAs, and you got $21,000 in other Roths, and this $20,000 that you lost on, well, there's $41,000 of basis, so you're not going to get the loss, if you will. But in a case where all you had was, let's say, this Roth IRA, and let's say that you put it in one stock for $20,000 and the stock went down, you now have a $20,000 loss that you can take against your ordinary income, subject to the old 2% floor thing that Stuart knows well about, because you take your adjusted gross income, take 2% of it. Remember, there was a 10% rule before for the medical expenses? Well, now you take 2%, you make $100,000, 2% of $100,000 is $2,000. So you would get an $18,000 write-off against your ordinary income. That's a pretty good write-off. That could save you $6,000 in taxes right there. Here in California, in the 33% or so federal and state income tax bracket. Now, why did I say I wouldn't necessarily advocate it? Well, think about that. You know, if it were a stock that had the ability to come back, or the Roth IRA was, you know, there with a mutual fund that maybe just was temporarily down, you don't have that money growing in the Roth for the next 20, 30, 40 years. But if it's a total loss situation, you might want to consider doing that. So the Roth IRA, a decent investment for junior as well. You know, you have a situation where you've got kids. Well, you can, if the kid's got a job, you can invest money for the kid in a Roth IRA. Best thing you can do. And then we've talked about converting IRAs before taking Social Security to save taxes on Social Security. So the Roth is really one of the great financial planning tools. One of the greatest financial planning tools. And we're going to talk more about that with Lynn Rowe. When we come back, stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
One of the great inventions of our modern time is this thing called the Roth IRA, and so many people don't use them that should and could. Joining me on the program, Lynn Rowe, a certified financial planner who knows all about Roth, Uncle Roth, all too well. Hello there, Lynn. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Ray?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, the thing that I was talking about before the break that I know you have had a lot of experience with over the years is being able to do Roth conversions. As you know, we try to have these different silos of money from which to draw in retirement.
Yep.
Because one of the things that's pretty nasty is what the taxation might be on one's Social Security at some point and so forth. And the Roth IRA, and we've been sort of going through the anatomy of the Roth and how you can use it in a lot of different ways. You can use it for education funding because
sure.
you can take the money out for qualified education expenses and not have to pay taxes or penalties.
And still control those funds.
And still control the funds. It can be used as an emergency fund. It can be used to pay for medical.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be used strategically, if you will, doing Roth conversions well in advance of taking retirement income and required minimum distributions and Social Security payments to spread out the tax bill instead of getting hammered
sure.
with income taxes like Jim Stewart was complaining about earlier, correct?
Absolutely. And as you pointed out earlier, it just you need to be very careful about those conversions. You need to make sure that you're doing it within the constraints of different IRA accounts and so on.
You know, and the other thing that I've been looking at lately
mm-hmm.
is the cost of retirement. I'm going to talk a little bit about this, I think, next hour. But they claim that the cost of retirement is going up significantly. Two reasons, by the way. Longevity, people are living longer.
A lot longer than they thought.
And low interest rates and high valuations. I had this conversation the other day at lunch. You look at the bond market, valuations appear high. You look at the stock market, valuations appear high. So in that regard, when we start thinking about funding for retirement, obviously it's more expensive to create $1 worth of retirement income today than maybe it was 10 years ago. And then I got thinking about you, if you can believe that, the dancing queen.
Yes.
Because I read here, short-term care premiums are up 13% in 2016, and I don't know what they're going to be up in 2017, but people complain all the time about premiums for health care going up and up and up and up.
Right.
As it relates to short-term care and long-term care, et cetera, there's a reason the premiums are going up.
Cost of care is going up.
Cost of care is going up, and the utilization.
Yes.
I mean, the insurance companies wouldn't be raising the premium if nobody used their products.
Absolutely.
Or if everybody dropped their insurance, because they'd be making nothing but money. After 5-10 years, people started canceling the policies. They would have put all that money in the bank, and they no longer have the liability.
Right.
So can you talk about that for just a moment?
Well, it's the same old story. If you know something is going to go up in cost or you hear that rumor, guess when the best time to get it is? Now. Absolutely now. And I have explained this many, many times. Short-term care is a great opportunity for people who want to keep the cost down and use it kind of like the health insurance plan that's an emergency plan. It's for the catastrophic type situation. Well, short-term care plans can be used for the catastrophic type situation. There's skilled care only. There's home care only. There are some that you don't have to, you have limited underwriting. And underwriting, if you recall, is when I ask you the nosy questions to get you approved for the coverage. And then there's some with no underwriting. But the key is, same old story, do it now, don't wait, because it's not going to get better.
So with respect to short-term care, mm-hmm. long-term care, mm-hmm. most of the people are saying just too much money. Too much
well,
money. So what do you do about that?
That's not the case with short-term care as an example, because what you're doing is you are getting a shorter period of time. You're getting benefits that are tailored to, again, the catastrophic situation. You don't have to use it immediately. You can, for example, some people have used their Medicare in a skilled nursing situation for a period of time because it is limited, very limited. But once you get past that point, then it starts to become the catastrophic situation. That's where the short-term care plan can
step in. So when we talk about the cost of retirement, of course, most of the people that write on this subject are writing about the fact that people are living longer mm-hmm. and it costs, X amount of dollars, as I mentioned, to buy a dollar's worth of retirement income. And you need to save, I think the number is something like 30 or 40% more than you're saving, if you can
right.
believe that. But they're not factoring in this other expense
no,
when they
not.
Do that.
No,
so I would suspect that it's even more dismal than we think.
Well, and here's the good news again about some of these short-term care plans. Depends on what state you're in, but there's some great plans out there that, let me give you the stats. If someone has a short-term care need, for example, they break a hip, they step off the curb the wrong way, break a shoulder, whatever, they need help with 2 out of the 6 activities of daily living. What the insurance companies are telling us is 50% of those home care claims are, in fact, people who recover. And those people who recover very often need it again later. So many of the short-term care plans actually have a plan that reinstates itself after a period of time. If you use it, let's say, for 3-4 months and you're fine and you go 6 months down the road, guess what? It's all back again, like you never used it.
Okay, so back to the expense side.
Sure.
What's the differential between a traditional long-term care cost type policy and one of these short-term cares? Because this seems to me to be a pretty good alternative for people that are just saying, you know what, I don't want to spend $5,000 a year.
Yeah, well, a lot of times you can do half that.
So it's pretty significant.
Very
then.
Significant.
What are the odds of having a short-term need versus a long-term need? Not that I want to play the odds or convince people they ought to buy short-term instead of long-term, but if money is the object, and it is for a lot of people, Lynn,
mm-hmm.
as you know, especially as we go through these discussions on Obamacare and 117% increases and all that stuff,
yeah.
if money is an issue, what are the odds of the short-term versus long-term?
Well, as I was saying earlier, the insurance companies, according to the CEOs of all these major carriers, they are telling us that 50% of the claims are, in fact, 1 year or less, and 50% of those are people who need care for a short period of time and recover. So what you want to do is maybe get a short-term care plan that reinstates itself after you've used it.
Now, some people have said, why don't I do long-term care on the female and a short-term care on the male?
I'm telling you, Ray, think outside the 9 dots. I do this with clients all the time. Sometimes husband will get this plan, wife will get that plan. Sometimes the discount makes sense. Sometimes it makes more sense to just get different plans based on family history, medical history, etc.
I want my LTC.net. is how you can find out more about this stuff. This is really interesting and fascinating because most people neglect this area of financial planning. Can you stick around a little bit longer?
I'd be delighted.
As we talk more about retirement planning, the cost of funding your retirement and making sure you fill all the dots, the nine dots, as Lynn was just talking about. And I know how to think outside the nine dots, by the way. I learned that a long time ago. 844-RAY-SHOW, if you have a question for Lynn, if you want to send her an email, I want my LTC.net. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you
you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again,
800-373-0345. Okay, so I've been doing my research on Super Beats, and I have found out that collegiate and pro football players, baseball players, basketball teams, et cetera, even tiny dancers like Lynn Rowe are taking Super Beats, athletes, et cetera, et cetera. Lynn, how long have you been taking Super Beats now?
It's been a while, right?
It's been a while. Are you feeling good? You look good.
Feeling great.
You bouncing off the walls and everything?
I wouldn't say I'm doing that.
Okay. Listen, here's what I know. You know me, I like the science behind everything.
Absolutely.
So back in 1998, there was a Nobel Prize awarded in medicine to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body. Doctors refer to nitric oxide as the miracle molecule. Try to say that fast 10 times in a row. So what they also found is if you're over the age of 40, which a few of us are, we don't produce enough nitric oxide. In fact, we produce about 50% of what we're supposed to produce. So how do you get these dietary nitrates and the electrolytes and the minerals and the rich vitamins and all that? Beets. They have determined that beets, and in fact, Super Beets, I've got it right here, can do that for you. And here's the deal. If you want to learn about this stuff, let me send you a free book, all right? Beat the Odds. Harness the power of beets to radically transform your health. You'll get that along with a 30-day supply for free with your first order. And here's the next deal. It's money-back guaranteed. How can you lose? They back it up with a guarantee. And you get that book, Beat the Odds, which I have read, and I find it quite compelling. So go to raybeats.com, raybeats.com, say, I want some, and I want to be bouncing off the walls like Lynn Rowe. Or you can just call 800-201-7450, yeah, 800-201-7450, raybeats.com. Seriously, you've been taking it for a while, and you do like it, huh?
Tasty stuff, I
think. See, I have a hard time with the taste of stuff.
But I have an edge on you, Ray. I love beets.
Well, I love beets, too, if they're on my salad.
And they're pickled.
But see, I've gone to the black cherry one, and I dig that. That's great.
Yep.
So, you know, and you try the different ones. Lynn likes the regular beets.
Yep. But
then again, she can eat dirt. I'm into the black cherry. I love it. Here it is right here, Super Beets. Okay, I want to move on. We've been talking about financing retirement and how expensive it is. Yeah. And one of the most, the greatest expenses in retirement is health care. And we've learned about the $260,000. But you threw out a statistic a week or two ago that I felt was quite compelling. And that is, since all of this discussion in Washington, and the now we're stuck with Obamacare for the foreseeable future. So if you want to lower your health care costs in the future, take better care of yourself today and make sure that if something happens to you, you've got the moolah to pay somebody to take care of you, because that will reduce your costs later on.
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I were talking about this during the break. I will say it again. Don't pay retail for your long-term care. In other words, don't pay for that out of pocket. Pay for it with discounted dollars. Pay wholesale prices, which is to buy a plan that steps in when you need the care, when you turn it on and say, okay, start paying the bill. They will step in and start paying that bill and relieve your retirement account from having to cough up those dollars. But getting back to what you were talking about earlier, Having a plan in place can reduce your health care costs because the statistics on the studies that have been done, this isn't just my interpretation, these are studies that have been done, show that 14% reduction of medical costs in retirement can come directly as a result of having insurance-based or plan-based long-term care.
Did you call the Republican Freedom Caucus on that one?
I did not.
You didn't call Jordan or any of those guys and get them on? That's 14% reduction in future health care costs. You could have pushed health care through. You'd have been a hero.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it's somewhat comical what's been going on in Washington, unsurprisingly, by the way.
Well, you know, there's a simple solution.
What's the simple solution?
Have the president do an order to put all of Congress
on the same plan.
Yes, there you go. Yes, sir. Boy, they will move like lightning.
Well, anyway, we don't know much about Obamacare or Trump care or any kind of care, but we know a lot about long-term and short-term care.
Yeah.
And you ought to know a lot about it as well. When we discuss retirement planning, you almost can't talk about it unless you're talking about health care costs, because there is, you know, there's an upside to living longer. You get to spend more time with your family, et cetera, et cetera. But there's also a downside to living longer. Sometimes you have to live longer with certain ailments, and those ailments can cost a lot of money to take care of. But then there's the other unknown, and that is how much this is going to affect the health of who? The caregiver or the caregivers themselves. Now, professional caregivers, they get paid. And that's why you want to use a professional caregiver.
And they take shifts.
Yeah, and a family member doesn't take shifts. They don't get paid, typically. And their health then becomes in jeopardy.
You know, and families do this all the time where the person who says, well, gee, I'm just going to go ahead and self-insure because we can pay for that care. That person is not going to be making those judgment calls when the time comes. Who's going to be making the judgment calls? The family. And the family will do what? They will say, we can take care of him. We can take care of her. And they don't understand. They have no comprehension what that means in terms of time, energy, loss of sleep, depression. I mean, it just goes on and on.
I had lunch the other day with a really good friend of mine who will remain nameless, but she took care of her aging father through his 90s for 6 or 7 years.
Yes.
And she told me the other day, and she had told me this once before, she begged her father to die. She said, Dad, it's okay. It's okay. You can give up now. And 2 days later, he died. How sad.
That's very sad.
How sad. But he was so debilitated. He got to the point where she couldn't lift him anymore.
Yeah. And you know what, Ray? I keep saying this. I went through this with family members. And I had a brother who had ALS. And I watched...
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes. And I watched him deteriorate. And his wife, retired nurse, said we needed a break from each other. That's when she called the insurance company. She already had a plan in place for both of them. She called the insurance company. They sent out two gentlemen that traded shifts, took care of him. His quality of life improved. He felt better about himself. He had a couple of friends who understood what he was going through, who were there with him during the daytime. And then when she came home or when she was there to fix dinner, it was a much better environment for everyone.
Yeah, so why is it then that the kids and the grandkids don't think about this before it's too late? Because there's still qualifications,
obviously. Here's the thing, it's a challenge, but here's the thing. Kids and grandkids are still thinking, well, I've got to talk them into it. No, you don't. No, you don't. Step up to the plate, come up with the bucks, and set up a plan for mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. Do it yourself. It's the best investment you're going to make for your own retirement plans.
Yeah, it's tough to get people to think about it in advance. Obviously, none of us think we're going to die, so we don't buy life insurance.
Nope.
None of us think we're going to get disabled, so
Never
we don't buy disability coverage.
Yep.
And I know from back in the olden days, when I got the call from somebody that said, oh, by the way, do you sell disability insurance?
You knew they were disabled.
You knew that they couldn't qualify for it.
This,
unfortunately, there are a lot of insurances you just can't get.
It's not like buying a refrigerator, right?
No, it isn't. It isn't at all. Listen, I would highly recommend that you visit with Ms. Lynn Rowe, 877-270-3127. She's got the gentle touch, but it's a Midas touch when it comes to helping you with your retirement planning. There's no doubt about that. And she won't leave out one of the most important parts, which is financing potential long-term care costs. What is it? 70% of the people are going to have to go through this. I think those odds are
70%. Guys, you have a 43% chance of needing care. And ladies, we're doomed. We have a 73% chance of needing care.
I want my LTC.net. I want my LTC.net. Coordination with your retirement plans. I mean, there's so many things that you need to know about in this business, from reverse mortgages, how you might be able to use reverse mortgages to free up some cash to be able to provide for long-term health care and long-term health care insurance, whether or not you want to reposition assets in order to create premium dollars, or as I said before, and Lynn has said, family members stepping up to the plate. Think about the different and creative ways that you can solve the problem. And as we started out this conversation, go for a bite of the apple. Short-term care costs a lot less than the long-term care. If you can't get the whole thing, get part of the thing, right?
Some is better than none.
Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. I want my LTC.net. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Ray.
You take care of yourself. Now go out and have a fantastic day, all right? We'll take a quick break, come back with an email, because I'm going to spend a whole segment on one email, if you can believe that, because it's important. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hey, welcome back, The Ray Program. I decided to take, I got this email in last night, Mauricio, and I decided to we don't even have this loaded up on the screen, because, I don't know, I got a little emotionally wrapped up in it, because I've talked about this fellow before. Mauricio asked me this question, so I thought I would do the entire segment on this one email, because it obviously disturbed me. All right, hit it, boys. Okay, Mauricio, you asked for it. He says this: you talk about annuities in a positive light, but I saw a guy on TV say he would rather die than sell one. Who is he and who is right? Well, Mauricio, guess who I'm going to say is right. All right, you think I'm going to say the other guy's right? First off, he's a very smart guy. His name's Ken Fisher. All right, he's a very, very, very smart guy. And he's a billionaire, and he manages a boatload of money. His dad started the firm many years ago, and he's built it, and he writes for Forbes. And he has a vested interest, certainly, in getting people to transfer their money from annuities over to him, because he claims that anything you can do with an annuity, he can do better. Anything he can do, you can do better. You know, that kind of a thing. So I decided in the wee hours this morning, because I recall from a year or two ago, Dr. Moshe Milevsky wrote about this, and I found it. Why Ken Fisher is Wrong on Annuities, from Milevsky and Fink. Okay, these are real live finance professors who study this stuff for a living. So rather than me pontificate about this, which you've heard me many times before, allow me to refer to the experts and what they say. First off, this fellow accuses the entire industry of lying. Now, I think that certainly there are some brokers that are somewhat disingenuous that sell annuities, and I suspect that Mr. Fisher has hired people that have been disingenuous too. I know over the course of my career, I've hired a whole bunch of people, a lot of them good, some of them not so good. It's just the nature of the beast. But to basically tarnish the entire industry, according to Malevsky, is ridiculous. Malevsky, by the way, is the associate professor of finance at York University in Toronto, and executive director of the IFID Center at the Fields Institute for Research in Mathematical Sciences. In other words, and I've had breakfast with Dr. Malevsky before, and I've had him on this program, the guy is super smart. And he's also got a personality, by the way. So Ken, who I had on the program many, many years ago, is also a very smart guy, and I take nothing away from him, because if you wanted somebody that's, you know, a stock picker, he's as good as the next guy. I'm sure that he can make a strong argument for his stock picking ability. But allow me to read from this article that was in one of the rags that we subscribe to, ThinkAdvisor, I think is what it was. Quote, lumping immediate annuities with all their types is rather disingenuous, so says Wade Fowl, professor of retirement income at the American College of Financial Services. Fisher, quote, is trying to act like he's doing his clients a service by paying their annuity surrender fees when he's really just taking it out of the investment management fees he collects. In other words, what he did is he put together a program to get you to cash out of your annuity contract. And he says, well, we'll pay your fees, your surrender fees, by reducing the money management fees that he charges for a period of time until those fees are made up. Okay, pretty slick marketing, if you ask me. Now, if an insurance agent does that, they're violating some rule, I'm sure. If a stockbroker does that, they got to be violating some rule, because that's tantamount to a kickback. I don't know how he gets away with it. I'm not here to judge. But the fact of the matter is, he may be costing you a lot of money in terms of longevity insurance if you outlive your life expectancy. And what if there is a big-time market crash? What if there is? Well, here's it goes on. They talk about the taking advantage of annuity naivete, Fisher claims. So in other words, you're too dumb to be able to make up your own mind. We hear that all the time from the government. As soon as you slap a living benefit onto an annuity, so says Scott Saltz, who is a senior vice president of private client group at Raymond James, which is, by the way, a pretty astute group. As soon as you slap a living benefit onto an annuity, it becomes even more complex. But complexity doesn't equal bad. So in other words, these are complex vehicles. But there are a lot of complex vehicles. I'm sure a lot of Mr. Fisher's trading strategies are quite complicated too. That doesn't necessarily make them bad. Then we go on to what Malevsky says. I'm a big fan of annuities that behave like pensions. And he also says, or Michael Fink from Texas Tech University says, quote, dismissing variable annuities is like dismissing ETFs or mutual funds. In fact, Fink says VAs could serve as an ideal default for most Americans rolling their defined contribution assets into an IRA. A competitively priced variable annuity product is hard to beat compared to an unprotected investment portfolio, as long as fees between the two are similar. So again, these aren't my words. These are coming right from the academic community. Fisher said that salespeople mislead annuity buyers into thinking they'll get a high return on their investments when actually what they receive is a return of their capital. Malevsky, therefore, says that's blatantly wrong. It's not true. That's what the finance professor is saying. Who's lying here? I'm not going to call anybody a liar. I'm just reporting the facts. As soon as the account hits zero, you're getting money for as long as you live, and that's the insurance company's money, according to Malevsky, and according to the truth, because that is true. Most portfolios can benefit from a mix of stocks and annuity, academics say. Quote, By combining an income annuity in stocks, you get the most efficient outcome, says Fowle. Annuities are better suited than stocks for protecting against longevity risk and investment volatility. Partial annuitization of a portfolio stabilizes the legacy value of assets. It's case closed.
You're listening to the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio,